Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh, systems are go, all lights are green. Let's run.
Good morning.
That was like the scene from Anchorman when two different radio stations meet each other in the park, wasn't it? We just bumped into before recording with Trigonometry.
Uh-huh, yes.
Very successful podcast.
Well, you know,
I think we showed them.
You could feel a kind of energy throb in the air, couldn't you? It was kind of two podcast energy. Although, as our wonderful supporter Kevin said the other day, not good, when they did a top 50 podcast and we didn't make the list.
Yes. That's incredible, isn't it?
That would be offensive if there weren't over a billion podcasts.
Yeah.
But thanks, Kevin. We think we're the best too.
But yeah, we're out again running together on a nice springish morning, which it has been.
Well, I've missed the Parkland walk and I've missed you.
How have you been? You've been all right?
Yeah, not bad. Since last week, it was a really it was a moment in my life taking a week and a half off running.
Yes.
You know, all tied in with this time in the history of humanity, my kid's half term.
Yeah.
And so I had that good feeling when you're recovering and injured, where by the time I got out for a run, I was pretty desperate to get out for a run.
Yeah, it's quite nice, isn't it? Yeah.
And then I had the downside is that when I did eventually go out for a run,
yeah,
I felt like very little had changed.
Right.
But I won't dig too deep after... Oh, that's a bad phrase to use. After upsetting people with stories of my foot last week.
Right.
But that is the part of me that hurts less.
Right.
Everything else just feels the same.
Right.
And my chest got better as well.
Oh, that's good.
I still think... It's still a bit of a mystery injury, but I just think I must have pulled a muscle in my sleep. Because I didn't know what it was, it gave me the fear, and I thought it could be all kinds of things. But whatever it was, it very much behaved like a pulled muscle.
Right.
You know, so after a couple of days, it eased off. And like I say, after a couple of days, I just sick of not running, which is a nice feeling. So every Monday, every day, every new half turn is a new beginning. So we're coming in on Tuesday on a week when I've just started running again, just started pressing up again, just started doing yoga every day again.
Good.
Feels good. And of course, spring has arrived.
Spring's arrived.
It's beautiful.
The roadmap is out.
Last night was roadmap night.
Released last night.
It really is a time of new beginnings, isn't it?
Let's hope so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it needs to be cautious, but that's the nice thing about it is that it does seem to be cautious.
Yeah, it's kind of... How did you feel about it when you... Because Boris had to...
Boris Johnson.
Had to satisfy the cautious and the cavalier, didn't he?
Yes.
He had to try and sort of map a through line through it.
Yeah, that's
right. And I think he did sort of okay to
me. That is definitely the balancing act. And I thought, reading between the lines, and again, this could totally just be me projecting, but they seemed... I don't know whether it's because, like you say, life is balanced. I don't know if it's because they're overjoyed because things will be open or they're feeling more relaxed because they feel like they're being cautious, but they seemed, I don't know, they seemed to believe in it more.
Yeah, maybe.
Than they have done in previous announcements. You know, it felt like this is what's going to happen, whereas sometimes, I'd say I could well be projecting it. But sometimes in 2020, those press conferences felt like, we're going to try this. Honestly, we know exactly what we're doing. Didn't feel like that.
Well, I think for the first, I think they were just saying, giving us both sides a bit more, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Just, we're going to open the schools, and it's likely you're going to see an uptick of cases. And we're going to have a look and see if that transfers to hospitalisations. And do you know, it was just a bit more realistic.
Keep an eye on it.
Yeah. And it's sort of, the thing about it is every day is alive, and every week can seem to last forever.
Yeah.
And June the 22nd, or whatever these dates are, can seem a long way away, but just having them gives people a bit of hope.
It's the difference between something and nothing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was quite ironic, the idea of, like, we're going to follow data, not the dates, and then give us a series of dates.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's sort of, they've got to give us something, I suppose.
Yeah, two words that rhyme. Yeah. Nearly.
And for gigs, I mean, some people are...
It's amazing how many people have been getting on the booking gigs bus in the last 4 days.
Yeah.
That doesn't have the same balance of cautiousness and optimism. No. It's just like, all right, then I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Will you?
Yeah.
Maybe you will.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, they're talking.
I think maybe.
Mid-May.
And this will bring us right around also to, oh, look at that little robin. To people we've been talking to online, is we always have the little trig point, the little guy rope, which is the running community as well as the comedy community.
Yeah.
So, who knows, you know.
Yeah, people were immediately chatting about the return of Park Run.
Yeah.
I don't know when that's planned. It's going to be interesting to see how it all maps out, but it's only, some things seem more possible.
Well, isn't it? It's ultimately a new beginning, and that is enough, you know. We should just take a moment in this day to be under a slightly sunny sky in a slightly warmer temperature with a whiff of hope on the horizon.
Yeah.
And let's just revel in this moment.
Yeah.
I've got some dates in June I want to book you in for. Can you?
Yeah.
So how are you feeling? How's your running?
My running's going, I would say it's going okay. I ran a few times last week, and on Sunday I ran for about 80 minutes.
Yeah.
Continuously. Quite strongly at times. It felt quite good.
Where were you? Were you up here?
I was just round here and Muswell Hill and, you know, hilly and running quite strongly, but yesterday it felt like my right leg was just sore in every area, a bit tight around the knee.
Is that the same leg? Is that the old injury, or is this
it's sort of a manifestation of it. So today, and I think this is obviously the future, I warmed up for 20-25 minutes before meeting you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to do that a lot more.
Oh, you should let me know. I could have come and watched.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do that a lot more.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You've got to just accept that 52 feels... Well, I'm 51, I'm 52 this summer. It just feels different.
Yeah.
My body feels different.
Yeah.
And you either ignore it and just continue to do damage.
Yeah.
Or you reach some kind of accommodation with it, you know?
Yeah, or you accommodate it and continue to do damage. No, yeah. I know exactly what you mean, because I felt a real epiphany coming back to it the other day, because I thought, well, one thing's for sure, I can't do without running.
Yeah.
So if there's any kind of sense that maybe I can run, and then we'll see about my knee and my chest and my foot and blah, 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 I'm just going to keep running.
Yeah.
Because it's like in Moonstruck, you know, I had a voice in my head last week when I wasn't running, was going, your life is falling apart.
Yeah.
I'm not strong enough. But it's a nice realisation to realise that I'm definitely running, and indeed doing all the other exercises.
But at the same time...
Until I can't.
You don't want to be on a path of willful self-destruction.
No.
Yeah.
That's right. We need to meet elasticity.
Yeah.
Because you haven't got any elasticity.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just sort of... I was chatting to my sons about football, and they're like, George is like early 20s playing football. And there's just no way I could play football at any level approaching theirs now. That's just a bit...
It's a moment in time.
It comes and goes quickly. I could tell I was about mid-30s.
Yeah.
Or even into my early 40s, but now, just look like a slow, ponderous old bloke.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go now.
Yeah. Well, I think that, in a way, it's that weird kind of lucky thing. It's like reading Haruki Murakami. He says he always has trouble. He always put weight on very easily.
Yeah.
And getting older, it makes it easier because people who didn't have that get it as they get older and like, don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And that really spoke to me for obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's the same thing with what you were just saying. You know, I've never been any good at that kind of dashing and darting.
Yeah.
Exercise, you know, squash and football to short turns. Couldn't do it, you know.
Right.
And I never did exercise, so I haven't got it to lose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's always going to come out somewhere.
Well, look, some pants.
I'll get a photo. I think it's the top. I've got a picture, but I think,
you think
it is
it's
the top.
Top.
So that's good news. Can I share something with you, which I just don't know whether, when it comes out, whether it's a funny story or a sad story.
Go on, mate. Go for it.
And my dad's dementia was getting pretty bad.
Yeah.
I was looking after him one day, and he's getting changed, and I had to go, I had to leave the room momentarily.
Yeah.
And I was helping him.
Yeah.
But I said, I'll just be back in a second. And, you know, not to put too fine a point on it, he was just putting his pants on.
Right.
And yeah. I literally said, I'll be back in a second. And I went away for about 45 seconds.
Yeah.
When I came back, he was wearing them on his head.
Right.
That's fictional, isn't it, when people wear their pants on their head? Because yeah. They're crazy. That's Blackadder. That's not something that happens in real life. Honestly, the amused sadness I felt at that time is an emotion.
Bittersweet.
It would be hard to replicate.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's one of the kids' children's books is about pants. You know this children's book? And it's a good kind of rhythm, you know. So pants are an exercise, pants staying home, pants, you know.
And of course, when you're a kid,
pants only have when you've gone crazy. That's one of the pages. That's one of the pages, Paul. Yeah.
But when you're a kid, putting pants on your head is like a real joke, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot
of
fun. But
have I ever told you about when I was embarrassed at school about in the context of pants?
No.
Do you know this story? I was about 5, and if you're one of our younger than us listeners, you won't know that when we were young, you didn't have a PE kit.
Yeah.
You just stripped to you. Because, of course, we all wore Victorian underwear. Watch out.
Careful.
We had pretty solid underwear, didn't we? So we'd all strip to our pants and our vests.
Yeah.
And do music and movement or whatever hippie 70s rubber shit was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was getting ready for music and movement in Miss Mitchell's class when I was very young.
Yeah.
And I wasn't concentrating. I took my pants off. Just getting undressed. I just went too far with getting undressed.
Here we are taking our pants off. This is what we do now, yeah.
Trousers, socks, pants. Wait a minute, not pants. And at that moment, I was very unfortunately... I was incapacitatingly embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no!
Of course.
So I started trying to put them back on, but I was in a mad panic. So within a second, I was kind of rolling around the floor.
Oh, no.
Screaming and crying.
Oh, no.
Trying desperately to find the right hole. I kept putting both my legs through one of the leg holes. And that in itself was ironic because the pants had a horizontal stripe.
Yeah.
So I just needed a moment of focus. And I can picture to that. I was so embarrassed. It was really was even now one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. And I can picture two things. One is this teacher, Miss Mitchell.
Yeah.
You realise from here it was probably barely more than the child herself trying to help me from beyond my panicking, flailing limbs.
Yeah. Calm down.
And going, all right, all right. And then beyond her, the whole rest of my class just standing emotionless in their underwear, like
thanking the Lord that it wasn't them. Yeah.
I don't even know if they're that engaged. I just think they're thinking, all right, mate.
Yeah. So, Rob, when did you first realise you might become a comic?
Yeah. I didn't realise this was going to be Pants Week. But going back to what you were saying, I think that it's... there are two philosophical things about this moment for us and this moment in life, and I'll try and catch them quickly rather than chunching all day. One is that ultimately excellent balance to be a runner and getting older, where you know you're going to get older, but you can still get stronger, but you can only get stronger in a certain way.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real balancing act.
Yeah.
You know? And the other one is the fact that life, time only goes forward.
Yes.
So it's all very exciting thinking about doing things again and returning to things we've done before and everything. But there is just no... Life is like a bubble car, you know? It doesn't have a reverse gear.
Yeah, it's sort of... And a lot of things will be the same. Like I went for a walk with McIntyre last week.
Oh, it was his birthday the other day?
Last week. Oh, I should have mentioned it to him. Yes, 45.
Happy birthday, Michael.
To think that that bouncing, smiley child is 45.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Me and my wife are just more unhappy with the fact that he's younger than us.
Yeah. But he...
Well, younger than me. Obviously, he's not younger than her. Oops!
And we went for a walk in Hampstead Heath with the dogs and just having a good laugh and stuff. And the walk sort of went on a bit long. We sort of took a wrong turn and it got a little bit slightly...
Imagine being out with a friend and getting lost. Can you imagine that?
So it got slightly, just a little bit tense, slightly, just because of the length of time. And I was whistling a lot, as I want to do when I'm with my dog. And I could tell that I was really irritating him. We hadn't seen each other in like about half a year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like... They're still going to... We're all going to get back, but we're still going to get annoyed.
Yeah, that's right.
By whistling friends.
Well, particularly whistling, because that is a fault line. My son's a whistler.
Yeah.
My daughter is entirely intolerant of whistling.
Right.
And the other day, me and my son were playing our lunchtime chess tournament.
Yeah.
That's a best of three.
Yeah,
luckily,
right.
He always dispatches me in two games.
Yeah, saves time.
Yeah, saves time. We generally sing along to whatever music's on.
Yeah.
Either just sing along the words or, you know, him being him and me being me, picking out a harmony or, you know, an oboe part, you know, just humming along.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was singing along with this Divine Comedy song. I was trying to make my next move and he had me kind of pinned down.
Yeah.
And he was going... And just suddenly, breaking all our social rules, I just went...
You started kicking him under the table.
Not anymore! Stop whistling! But my daughter can tell you to stop whistling from anywhere in the house. She's got us really well trained. You start whistling, and you go... And then you think, oh, it's okay, she's out. She's got headphones on.
I love a good whistle, but I can see
how...
In your
story, it didn't sound like you stopped whistling.
Profoundly. Well, I mean, I maintain the freedom to whistle, but I kept it to a minimum. But every now and again, I reintroduced it just so he knew that I knew it irritated him. And I was mindful of that fact. So I wasn't doing it much, but I was still doing it a bit.
You know,
I think he's a decent compromise.
Yeah, I think we know you well enough to know how this works.
My wife had a great wifeism the other day when we I showed her... Did you see that footage of Mars?
Yeah, yeah.
My wife said... She said she saw that, which is an amazing scape, isn't it, of this kind of... Well, of Mars, you know.
Yeah, and it was sort of live. It was so now, wasn't it? It was amazing.
It was incredible, incredibly vibrant and vivid.
Yeah.
My wife said, that looks great for walking. Can anyone go there? It was like, you are aware it's quite hot and there's lots of rain. She saw it as, she's so desperate for a walk in
also,
COVID time. She just saw another meeting with a mate open up, you know. I'll see you on Mars.
Did you point out to her that it's a way off?
Yeah. Take your mask. Yeah.
that's reminding me of another thing. My daughter is wonderful and I love her, so I feel sorry that her intolerance is coming up twice in quick succession. But with that qualifier, one day early on in the lockdown, I think around the time it arrived on Netflix,
yeah,
I suggested we watch The Martian.
All right, yeah.
Which I really like.
I like it, yeah.
And she was like, oh, God, it's so boring.
Right.
It's not even a story. I mean, it's not even a story. Yeah. So, wow. Okay, so we won't watch that. Hey, dog. What a brilliant little dog. I have to say, I haven't been here for, we're just coming at the far sunny side of Queenswood with the wind in the top of the trees.
Yeah.
I came here without you a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
But it seems like ages ago, and even though it's muddy now, it's so much less muddy.
Yeah.
It was harder to get through here than it would be to walk on, say, Mars.
Yeah. Can we go there?
So, I've been spending a bit of time, I get to that, I'm going to say, people often ask when my book's out.
Yeah.
And
when's your book out?
Early August. The thing is, it's like all these media things, it's not entirely official until you get nearer the time.
Yeah.
And I particularly feel that way because I can't remember how many people I told that my mastermind was on this Saturday, February 27th.
Right.
But it isn't.
Oh, okay.
Got bumped for the rugby, which, you know, obviously really hurt because I didn't give monks about it.
Yeah, yeah, neither do I.
But people do, and that's fine. So there you go. I tell you, it'll be more official later, but that is when. Anyway.
Do you think you may be, if permitted, have some sort of launch
of the book?
Yeah.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shall see.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the nice thing. It was quite a nice kind of segue out of the copy edit.
Right.
Which, of course, it's a real wrestle with the text. Although, yeah, ultimately, in my case, it was a wrestle with the editor in defence of the text. So that was good.
Copy editing is, I mean, we might get a bit technically, but it can be quite tricksy, can't it? Because sometimes you're arguing about your intention that you feel might not have been understood. And
absolutely.
It's quite a tricky one, that.
And it's sometimes, for better or worse, they kind of willfully don't understand. And it's like, as a comedian, I'm sure it's the same if you're not a comedian, but I remember Laura Lex talking about this, and I'm sure you would agree. You know, when you're writing a joke, or I don't know, it doesn't have to be a joke, just a line putting some sense across. It's against our instincts to play to the person who's saying to you, well, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's like playing to the person in the audience who's got their arms folded.
Yes.
You play to the people who are enjoying it.
Yes, you do, yeah.
And yet let the people who are trying not to enjoy it catch up.
Yeah, yeah. Or decide that they don't enjoy it.
Would you say when I said that it was good that it wasn't as muddy, I spoke too soon?
It's pretty muddy.
I'm really badly stuck.
I got myself
stuck behind a tree.
Help!
You'll note that Paul is on a really dry patch of land, just about 12 feet ahead of me. But
woo!
Yeah, you're all right. Take a break.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
Just chilling in the woods. It's lovely, isn't it?
Anyway, but the other thing about that is that it's all quite sort of technical and busy, but it quietly got me right back into the book.
Yeah, which
I love.
It forces you to really look at your sentences, doesn't it?
I think when I, absolutely. It's, you know, it's a close look, isn't it?
It's like getting marked at school again, isn't it? It's not unsatisfying, is it? It can be quite daunting at first.
Yeah, yeah.
And some things, but the difference is some things you can just reject.
Yeah. Quite a lot.
Yeah.
flash forward to people getting in touch. Hi, Rob, got your book. Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah. What are you talking
I don't
about?
Get these jokes.
but that's the, you remember you saying before and me saying when I was writing it last year, I think when I sat down to write my book, I didn't write it sitting down, I wrote it standing up. I think when I stood up to write my book,
yeah,
I didn't realise what a gift I was giving myself in lockdown.
Yes.
To spend this time in these places.
Yeah, brilliant, yeah.
And it's really... It's been...
Like a series of little holidays.
Yeah, and that conversation with myself has been as good for my philosophy of running as doing this with you has been.
Yeah.
And that's really saying something. Changed my whole perspective and just given me perspective. Basically, I think running commentary gives me perspective on running in the present.
Yeah.
And running tracks has given me... perspective on my running in the past.
Give us a bit of context, yeah.
Yeah, and putting that together, particularly in spring 2021,
yeah,
as we look tentatively at the future, it's given me a bit of perspective on what might happen next.
Yeah.
You know?
And how did you feel? So you've been back running, what, about a week?
I had a week and a half off.
Right.
Which I mean, it must be the first time in...
That's how long as you've
been... Such a long time. Probably since I cracked my rib.
Yeah.
So when we were starting out. So probably about 5 years.
Yeah.
And even then, one of the problems with that was I went out running and hurt myself.
Yes.
Maybe that summer I hurt my toe, but I was back really quick then as well. Anyway. Yeah. Week and a half off.
Right.
And I went out on Saturday and I ran... 7.
Right, okay.
But I did it, the whole thing was straight back in.
Right.
I was like, that's all well and good, but I feel like my...
Let me just stretch a little bit.
Mental health and wellness is definitely shakier.
Right.
That my... I'm putting on weight. You know, I wasn't putting on much weight. It'd only been a week. But if I don't run, I'm going to have to eat less or balloon.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is nice. Donated by friends of Queenswood, this bench, and there's a little picture of a little bird. So you're stretching out those legs, that's good.
That's just you doing my
little bird. So, so I just wanted to go right back into all of it. And I missed the yoga as well.
Right. And you're back on that as well?
Back on that.
Right.
Which is, it was a shame because it was the end of 30 days of yoga. And the eagle-eyed listeners will realise that me and my wife ended that slightly after the end of January.
Yeah.
But that wasn't... We were totally into it. It's just that she can't really do it on the days when she has to go to work and we didn't do it necessarily do it every day on weekends, you know. So we were totally committed.
We've had a few interventions from the eagle-eyed listener. We've had people saying that we got the dates of the London Marathon wrong, which
we did. Yeah, it's October
3rd. Which we did. Which she absolutely did. And then... Someone pointed out this morning, Angie, that All Saints only have 4 members,
yeah,
as
so
opposed
when
to
you
5.
Went to embarrass yourself going to kiss the 5th one.
I think he was probably
a parson,
a roadie.
That was tense.
Oh, hey up, hey up.
Oh.
Oh, no, we're all right.
That friendly-looking Labrador is actually a biter.
Yeah.
I feel
a
bad
jumper
for those.
And a biter.
That's classic, isn't it? All that conversation we had about dogs. There was, they were teenage girls, so they were giggling and smiling. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if they were, well, at least one of them was thinking, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the dog was just being a bit friendly. But
just after the sweets.
But then the dog owner said, and I quote... It didn't put everyone at their ease by any means.
The dog owner started jumping up.
Ooh,
as well.
Right or left?
Yeah, let's go left.
Okay. Getting into Highgate Woods in the sunshine. It's that thing of the slight temperature lift.
Yeah.
Just changed everything because
it
wakes the birds up. They're always singing. You smell the occasional flower. There's no leaves yet. It's early days, but
it also changes people's mentality as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've been thinking that in recent days when I go out, you know. I stepped out on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Same day I went for my first run of the week and a half, actually.
Right.
And just the air that morning, it's like, oh, just felt like the seaside, but in a really primal way, you know, no specific seaside, just that sense of holiday of spring, summer.
Yeah, it does.
I remember my dad, when we were on holiday in the in Devon.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in my teens, we stayed in a little guest house, and he was always good at getting up in the morning. So he got up, you know, sharp.
Yeah.
And strode along this fantastic little lane. It would be a great place to run. I have to go back there. that kind of contours from the top of the valley where we were into Lynmouth.
Right.
And you go to Lynmouth and buy the paper. And yeah, come great, back, be back in time for breakfast. And
of
just,
course, yeah.
You know, I mean...
Classic.
It's perfect, isn't it? It's just wonderful. And I thought of that on Saturday. I thought, oh, it's so beautiful. I was like, oh, it's a shame those days are gone. It's locked down. Blah, blah, blah. I thought, no, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
There isn't. You don't have to put it in time or give it to context, you know. It is what it is. Somewhere there's always a stroll along the Lynmouth to get the paper.
Yeah, yeah. I had a moment. Because I take Billy for a couple of walks a day.
Yeah.
And it's reached that stage where I kind of let her lead the walk, little street walks, but she just goes where she wants sort of thing, and I go with her.
Yeah.
And of course she bumps.
So you're a street walker?
Basically a street walker.
Yeah.
With Billie Jean. Sniffing. And
she said that you were the one.
Yeah. We obviously occasionally bump into other dog owners.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of sort of teenage, well, maybe 13, 14-year-old girls with a really nice dog. And the dogs are meeting. And the spring was happening. And I said, no, I'm fine. I said, it's great with the spring, isn't it? And I said, yeah, it's really nice, optimistic. I said, it kind of carries with it the promise and possibility of a new future. And then I dissolved and became one with my surroundings and just exploded in a transcendent kind of fireball.
God, this yoga's really working.
I realised I was skating pretty close to the edge because I did say it carried with it the promise of a new future.
And you don't know
to people who I don't know. It's just like, and then I gazed off wistfully to the sunset, you know. So
yeah,
I'd have liked. I need to keep a grip on myself.
I'd have liked it. You got to watch yourself. Yeah, I've got to get a picture. Just look at
this. We've met a strange man.
as you've been saying this, and as we've been saying this, I've been looking at various
crocus.
Growth.
Crocus of hope.
Yeah, well, these are snowdrops, but okay. yes, absolutely. And we're seeing these, it's brand new, these green shoots, as Barack Obama would have had it. And there he is on the other side of the... Yeah, can you get out of shot? He's ruining it.
The bench in loving memory of beloved son Keith Heppel.
Oh, here's
what
to you,
a wonderful
Keith.
Name, Keith
well,
Heppel, God
as,
bless him.
As Paul talked about the crocus of hope, and what was the other phrase you said that you said to the stranger?
The promise of a new future.
Promise of a new future. These snowdrops in the sunshine,
yeah,
under nice. This bench, staring out across.
Really nice, yeah.
Highgate really nice. Wood fields. I mean, it's this is it. This is we are running right through an allegory for hope.
Yes. There's something happening.
If it wasn't so muddy, I'd take my shoes off.
I know. We're approaching
this,
that.
This is that time, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Something is happening.
Yeah. Something happening. Could be bad. Something happening to us. You feels like the first time I've been here.
You
my
can see this feels.
What do you say?
This feels weird to me when the kids' playgrounds are open. It feels a bit sort of indiscriminate. But anyway.
Well, I have to say, you know, I didn't want to trample on the crocus of hope when we were talking earlier on, but with the kids. It's not. I'm not convinced everyone going back to school at once is a good idea.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll see.
I think cases are going to go up.
Yeah.
It's whether.
And yesterday I was saying the thing is,
Boris
Johnson said, risk of a child getting it's vanishing this war. But of course, it's not about kids getting it; it's about them passing it on.
Yeah. It's as ever a trade-off, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they'll see it. Are you detecting a sort of slight warming of, I don't know whether it's just because they've been doing it for months. Some people were on Facebook yesterday saying how uncomfortable Chris Whitty still looks in front of the camera. That's pretty harsh review of a scientist who's done pretty damn well, I would say.
Yeah,
he's throughout.
Well, two things. One, he's not on Live at the Apollo.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
Two, I think he does look more.
I think he does. I think he does
relaxed.
Look very upstanding and vibrant.
I'm proud of him. Although I don't detect any nominative determinism.
No.
He's not witty.
No, he's not, no. But are you...
It's like you said about the kids' playground. He's just so obsessed with that next slide. It's the next slide!
Are you detecting...
No, I'm going to stay with the jobs I'm doing.
A warming of the relationships between within the witty Valance Johnson, the way they're passing it on to each other, the kind of, there's the odd sort of half smile creeping in, isn't there? And sort of.
Well, I thought yesterday was
almost giggling at times.
But yesterday was the episode. I thought yesterday was the episode when they were finally going to get it together.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. Show us the next slide, Chris.
Not that slide. No.
Sure.
Show everyone.
Various breaches of social distancing behind the scenes.
But well, at the risk of absolute entry level government criticism, I can't stand Boris Johnson's hair. What a statement. It's just like, oh, stop showing. He's just showing off. Just showing off. This is not the time. It's a very serious time in the history of Britain. You're the Prime Minister. Just get a proper haircut. We get it. You want to be all different and fluffy and... Blah, 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 blah. Just get a proper haircut.
I actually think he's covering up. I actually think he's lost hair during all this.
Exactly. Well, that's vanity too.
I think there's more gaps. There's more gaps there.
And that's it. The funny thing is, it's like Trump. There's a real danger in criticising people based on what they look like. One, it's crass and superficial.
Yeah.
And two, it's not as useful as criticising them based on what they do.
Yeah.
But on
yeah.
the other hand, I think that Trump and Johnson's hair is like, it's just a real screw you in it. It's like, yeah, no, I won't be part of your club, humanity. I'll have my own wispy, stupid air hair, and the rest of you can go fish. And I know I'm reading too much into it, but literally, yeah, when yeah, it came yeah, on yesterday, yeah, yeah. I had to leave the room.
Yeah.
And particularly as, you know, the whole get your haircut thing is like something from the 1950s. I never expected to be on that side of that culture war. Bring back National Service. Get your hair cut.
It's, they've been coming out in front of the cameras for a long time, though. Those three, haven't they? I do like Jean-Claude Van Damme, though. I think he's very good.
Yeah, it's not as good as Sudden Impact.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have to say, this is Paul deliberately getting it wrong.
Yeah, no, but Van Damme is... He does seem like someone who you might find in the corner of a pub, at least. He looks like someone who's got some sort of connection to normal life
yeah.
than what it is. But they've all been great. They've all been amazing, really.
I don't.
Just fronting it out.
That's true. So, what does this mean in terms of work? I love being a runner and a writer. I really need to make that something that pays the bills going forward.
Yeah.
You know, going back to what I was saying about
They need to speak louder. Here's another point. Yeah.
Copy edit.
Yeah.
Well, that guy does need to talk loud because he's keeping his phone 2 feet away from his head.
Yeah. Socially distancing with his own phone.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a really nice segue from the copy edit into the beginnings of writing stuff to promote the book.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, so inspired writing running tracks that when I started writing kind of potential articles and more stories like it to go in, you know, to go in various things.
Yeah.
I could have just gone off and done that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I felt a bit like Michael Douglas in Wonder Boys. You know, when you think, this might be a bit of a plot spoiler, avert your ears. It's a good film.
Yeah,
it's good. Everyone thinks he's got writer's block, but he's got the opposite. He can't stop writing his novel.
Yeah.
It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger with yeah. no ending in sight. And that's kind of what was... You know, I basically went back to writing my book, and it wasn't affecting the book, but in terms of my life, I've got a couple more running stories written.
Yes.
And yeah. in terms of, like, word count, you know, normally if someone comes to us, must have this too, say, oh, can you do me 300 words, 500 words, 800 words on this?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And this was one of those. I was like, write another running story. Make it, like, 800 words.
Yeah.
And I wrote up... An adventure I hadn't written up before.
Right.
Oh my goodness, it was so cathartic.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed writing it. And I wrote it, you know, for an audience. I wrote it, tried to write it clearly and
funnily and everything. And in the end, I'd written like half a book.
Yeah.
It's no use to anyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotta find someone who wants to read that now.
So there's more in there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Yeah, and exactly, that it's a strange thing in terms of absolute topicality, what's going on right now, to not, because my relationship with that word count factor has changed completely.
Yeah.
But the idea of writing, because you can't help it, yeah, kind of just pouring off you.
That's great.
That is brand new for me. Long may it last.
You found the muse. You've discovered the muse. That sounds great. Yeah, I mean, the gigs, it's just, yeah, it's gonna have to start writing some new jokes at some point.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. And see what happens.
I think from a writing point of view, in terms of the writing, I was just talking about writing jokes and indeed, you know, the literary world.
Sorry. Can we go?
Good idea. So people don't know how interested people are going to be,
yeah,
in hearing about lockdown, the end of lockdown. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Do we need to wait until everyone's forward-looking,
yeah,
or are people going to want to digest this? You know.
Yeah.
Chances are that if we all do as a, you know, as a globe, come past this traumatic time, that 7-8 years from now, someone will write something absolutely amazing.
Yes.
And it will process it for all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't do that until you get a bit of distance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think initially, because we're thinking about our sitcom, which is sort of based in a work environment, and it could be ideal to talk about that transition between working from home and the office, etc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But initially, I wasn't sure whether people want to talk about COVID at all.
Yeah. Hadley Freeman was saying the other day, there was an article in the paper at the weekend about how Sex and the City is going to include like Zoom call, the new reboot. Whatever.
Right, yeah.
It's going to include Zoom calls and lockdown stuff.
Yeah.
And she was saying, oh, why would they do that?
Yeah, yeah.
And in,
yeah,
the press release it said, because it's what New York is all about. It's like, well, they put the original show on from 98 to 2003 without mentioning 9/11 once.
Yes.
So
yeah,
just give us all a little bit of escapism,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Which is a really nicely, that's a valid point, isn't it? Nicely done.
I think it is, yeah. I mean, depends whether you see Zoom calls as some sort of dystopian experience. I mean, a lot of people have had to embrace it, haven't they? But
yeah, yeah. They are what they are. I mean, yeah, it's been really interesting for me because my wife is really, at professional level, which is different, again, from lots of people's experience, has embraced it as,
yeah,
because it's the way to communicate. Is that,
yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah,
is,
yeah,
that or not be working, you know? And from that point of view,
they've been great.
Yeah, exactly. And within that, you find the... Oh, hello. You find the... humanity. Just,
yeah,
saying that whatever you do, if you've got all the bells and whistles or you're just someone hanging with your mates.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Humanity comes through.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The humanity flowed through very strongly.
Purple crocuses.
So close to its intended. Should we just go? Which way do you want to go through? Should we go off piece and just go through the woods?
There's a good path through to.
Yeah.
It's okay. All pretty direct. Yeah. The other day, I came out of Highgate Woods here, just by the playground and the toilet block, and went straight through to Hampstead Heath.
All right.
It's okay. A really good route. I have to do that one of these days. But that was the day when I ran.
You ran.
I ran to the heath and had to remind myself when I was there that I had to run back again.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Note to self.
Keep right a bit here. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Scrub that way and tiddlers that way. Off-piste. Dog running. This is good.
I think what...
Trying to get us lost.
I think what this... I think one thing... that will come from all this great awfulness is a sort of continued understanding of how different we all are.
Oh, yeah.
Just how radically different everyone's response to it has been.
Yeah, every individual, every nation.
I mean, there'll be people angry. I think there'll be a lot of anger once the initial hysteria's, joy's gone off.
Yeah.
But people will be angry for loads of... There'll be people angry that more wasn't done sooner, sharper and better. There'll be people angry that anything was done at all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? There's just a multiplicity of responses.
Maybe somewhere deeper in the modern world is the idea that we need to get beyond the binary nature of discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a bit of dialogue going on. And by dialogue, I mean something more than just taking it in turns to a pint.
To call each other names, yeah.
Yeah.
But when you've got, I suppose when you've got to make decisions, they're by nature. If not binary, they're definitive, aren't they? Or seek to be definitive.
Yeah, that's right.
But even so, like...
Yeah, but there's a rhythm in modern life of tying that in. And that's, whether...
Hello, mate.
Hey.
How are you? You all right?
Spring is springing.
We're off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're recording, man. Take care, man.
Good
see you later.
See you.
Take care, love.
Our friend, fellow comedian Mark Mayer, walking his dog in the woods.
He's a decent runner, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he runs.
We've done events.
He's a guy
who
runs,
I'm trying to remember what I saw him at the start line of.
Yeah.
Royal Park's half, I think.
Yeah.
But that, what you were just saying about the... making a definitive decision, but still maintaining a balance. You know, I do think that there has been a bit of a rhythm.
Oh, way up.
Quite fancy that myself. Doug's rolling around in brand new wood chips. It's quite tempting. It smells
nice.
Yeah,
that did look nice.
Next slide. It's down the hill in Queenswood.
Woohoo!
Yeah, sometimes when something is a bit of a judgment call, sort of like splits people down the middle.
Yeah.
Naming no instances. Let's say liking Marmite.
Yeah. Yeah.
The modern way, one of my buddies, to talk about it is to go, well, this is it. This is what I think, and that's that.
Yeah.
And it's tiresome on the internet. In government, it's downright dangerous.
Yeah.
You've got to say there was a moment there, when a few million people weren't represented. Let's keep them on the back burner and make sure we respect their opinions as we go along and in future, rather than pretending repeatedly that they don't exist and this is what everybody wants.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not a practical way forward. And that's why, coming full circle to what you said, a sense of hope balanced with precaution. Well, it feels a bit more 2021 than 2020, and that's good.
Yeah.
But that's probably because I'm cautious.
Yes, yeah.
So people who want hope are going, oh, start off with your worrying about schools.
No, it's...
I want to go to the pub.
It's the schools is one a lot of people inflames a lot of opinion, doesn't it? Of course it does. And the pubs. I mean, I know many people on my street who just don't care at all about pubs. They're amazed that people are bothered about them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But some people are. And a lot of people just don't go out much, you know.
Yeah.
But even them, they're starting to feel it, this lockdown. Even the ones who've actually been fine working from home.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Just save more money every month. Yeah. They're starting to feel it.
No, and I think when it comes down to it, realising they're all different and maybe trying to work for the good of everyone whilst balancing all the different viewpoints it's the way forward, isn't it, in any given situation. And that's why it would be beautiful when running events come back, particularly, well, no, forget that particularly. That's the old magic that we talked about before, the same magic that you get at a massive major, one of the marathon majors.
Yeah.
Or any given park run. There's that sense of a bunch of people who are all totally different and there for their own reasons.
Yeah.
At different points in their journey,
yeah.
In the day, in their lives, in their training, in their happiness, they all come together to do this one thing, which totally unites them, but without affecting that diversity at all. You know, the runners in a marathon or in a park run, they're not now all the same as each other.
Yeah.
They're just all doing the same thing. And that's life, isn't it?
Yeah, but
as Esther Ransom might say.
It is life, but the thing is with measures, it's obviously skewed towards measures as it should be. So social distancing.
I don't think you should drink whiskey when you do any run.
But so,
I've misunderstood, haven't I?
Say social distancing.
Yes.
As that starts to fall away, some people will still want to maintain it, or be more, and some people won't, and that's going to be a difficult navigation, isn't it?
Yeah,
for some people.
Absolutely. But we'll find somewhere in the middle.
Woo. I can barely distance from a tree that I nearly ran into.
Apparently, the dog's mess problem, and for us this isn't nearly as much of a non sequitur as it is for you, dear listener.
Yeah.
But there's been a real upswing in the amount of dog waste on the ground.
Really?
And indeed hanging in trees.
Yeah, I never understood that phenomena.
Yeah, I don't know what that's for.
Let's hang it in a tree. There we go, all bottled up and on a tree. Thank you.
Manky dog, Chris.
Yeah, there we go.
I mean, if you put it in the bag and don't put the bag in the bin, you've just made it last longer.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just saying, that dog poo's going to be there for 3 weeks longer than it would have been. Hooray! But it's generally the maths, you know, the stats. People have got... Dogs are really popular. And people are walking them.
They're just walking them more.
More than ever before.
Yeah.
So the whole... It's not happening in back gardens at all. But it's certainly happening everywhere else.
It should be.
Maybe it should be repurposed as some kind of fuel.
Yeah.
God, that was weird.
We're sort of walking now. We've become like that... Who's the woman who hosts... I'm having a senior COVID moment. Who's the woman who hosts that walking show?
Sandy Toksvig.
Or Claire Balding. Claire Balding. We've become like the Claire Balding show. We're walking after a hill.
I was just going to say, it's terrifying, isn't
it? We never do this.
We ran up a hill
and now we're walking.
We stopped. We didn't even make a decision. There's no stretching, no toilet. How old are we? I'm taking a picture of these berries and then I'm going to run again. Look at that, that's beautiful. Berries on a rhododendron. It looks kind of Christmassy, but my goodness, in the sunshine. In fact, it's so sunny. I'm having trouble getting a picture of it, getting a big shadow of myself on my phone. There you go. Sweet berries. This is in this ridiculously picturesque road that we cut
through. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Between Highgate and Queenswood and Parkland Walk, there's this one street, and it's kind of sort of fictional, isn't it? All the different architecture, and it's slightly on a hill. It's really be a great place to do it. It's like The Good Life or Terry and June.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see whether what's happened accelerates symptoms of ageing. I'm not talking about people who've had it seriously, just generally. or decelerated, because it's been a chance for people to get regular sleeping hours, or do you know what I mean? There's been a bit of stabilising gone on, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sleeping lifestyles, you know.
The sleeping thing is huge, because it's great getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
And let's face it, I don't know about everyone else, but I feel like,
yeah,
as a grown-up, it's not something one prioritises. No, certainly not something one prioritises as a runner.
Yeah.
Even though it's incredibly good for your runner.
Yeah, it is.
Running
yeah.
to get enough sleep. And also, of course, getting enough sleep and not drinking so you get quality sleep.
Which brings us on to the booze.
But I was just going to say, before I'm going to ask you, let's leave that question hanging in the air, because I think for better or worse, there's that realisation that a year is a long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think sometimes in life, you do sort of concertina years and just rattle on, you know. There's a bit there me and my wife sometimes talk about, where we bought our first home together.
Yeah.
I got into comedy. She got her MA and kind of got into the career she's in now.
Yeah.
We got married and we had two children.
Yeah.
Talking, you know, the first 5 years of the century. And in the memory now, it feels like about 3 weeks.
Yeah. yeah.
It just, you know, so many things, but basically we were, that was the thing, we were plucking the low-hanging fruit of our grown-up life.
Yeah.
We didn't notice the weeks, the years were speeding past, but in a good way, because they were full of good stuff.
Yeah.
But my goodness, compare that to this last year.
No one
was. We're talking about writing, about running. I was writing something about that half marathon I did in Manchester.
Yeah.
Less than 2 years ago. And I was kind of told myself when I sat down to it that that would feel like quite a fresh one.
Yeah.
And I had to admit to myself while I was writing, it's like, this was ages ago.
Yes.
In every way, you know.
Nobody will be able to say 2020 flew by.
No.
It's elongated. It's sort of, as a period in people's lives, they will judge it pre-COVID, won't they? Pre and post-COVID.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I mean, I'm sure it's true for everyone. It's interesting to note, this is a conversation we're having as our children reach key ages, you know.
Yeah.
But I certainly feel, you know, I've gone from someone who doesn't wear glasses to someone who wears their reading glasses all the time.
Right.
My hair's going from grey to white.
Yeah.
I've turned into someone who may need to see a podiatrist semi-regularly. If that's not old person stuff, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Well, I was... And that wasn't... I wasn't there in 2019.
No, I wasn't.
But it's... But it's it sounds bad when you rack it up, but it's just life.
It's just different. I was chatting to Julie the other day on the phone, and Matt, who I think I mentioned the other week, had this thing where his knee just gave way and he fell over.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realise that was Matt. Yeah, it just went down.
And that happened again.
Yeah.
And he fell even worse. I mean, thankfully, he wasn't near traffic or anything.
Yeah.
And that sort of made me feel a bit old. I mean, his knee's just a real mess. And then Julie spent about 10 minutes trying to summon the word hypochondria. She couldn't, it was on the tip of her tongue for minutes, do you know?
Not being able to find a
this
word.
This feels old stuff.
Specifically, is that like a barometer?
Yeah, this feels
not
old.
Not knowing what
stuff.
Day a marathon is. Yeah. Saying Martin Lewis instead of Martin Bell. It was ambitious.
Yeah.
There's two people on one of those sit-back bikes, sit-back tandem, and they were cycling up the steep slope at the north end of the Parkland Walk south. And I don't know what they were thinking, really. It was never going to happen.
Not at that pace, no. Yeah, it's sort of...
They tried to transcend physics for a moment.
As we've said before, that despite that nothing massive has been happening, stuff has happened, among which is... I was getting a year older. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or about 10 years older, I think.
Yeah.
Having said that, I feel strangely good about running.
Good. Well, I do as well, because thankfully, I was a bit worried this morning whether I'd be able to go running, because it really hurt. Yesterday, after the run, during it, felt like I was running stronger than I had done in quite a while, actually.
Yeah.
I finished off doing a couple of like 7:30 miles, not pushing it, but pushing it a bit.
Yeah.
And it felt fairly strong.
Pace.
But then the next day, it was sort of, As I say, it's just going to have to be stretching. And also, look back with gratitude at what running has given us this year.
Yeah.
Because we'd have been a mess without it.
Oh, gosh, thank goodness for running. Yeah. And let's have that gratitude. I mean, the nice thing about running, and this is very Adrienne, it's like the yoga, is, yeah, it's really good for you and it's really nice, but when you thank yourself for it, you're thanking yourself for it. You know, this is self-love in the best way. Yeah. Not in that way, Paul.
Cue the slides!
And the other thing about running is that deep down, at its purest, most enjoyable philosophical level, is that it isn't, as long as you can get out there and do it, none of the rest of it matters, you know?
Yeah.
It was years ago that I thought to myself, oh my goodness, as I got older, I might get slower while I was running.
Yeah.
And the other voice in my head said, so?
Yeah.
You know, and it's you need to enjoy your running and to keep having a relationship with it. One forgets that at times, you know?
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah.
And that's fun too. But when it comes down to it, this is always a gift we can give ourselves, and it's nice to be reminded that it's a gift that we're going to keep on giving ourselves.
Yeah, I mean,
if the running changes, if it becomes, you know, I know that we were both in a heartbeat. If you said to us, you can't get any more PBs, your parkrun's going to come back, your times are going to go down on the graph.
Yeah.
And none of it, you know, both of you, vicariously in Rob's case, peaked with Paul's subject.
Well, I've definitely peaked.
Yeah. And, but you know, even if it's quite a steep graph,
yeah,
if you could say, but you're going to be 80 and
I'm
just
still running,
just trotting out,
yeah,
once a week or a couple of times a week or whatever,
yeah,
you'd make that trade-off, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Because that run is the most important thing.
But I think I might need some new feet.
Yes,
it's the feet with me that are getting a bit sort of,
well, you told
battered,
me last week,
battered and inflexible. You
remember,
know,
with feet, you know, they will grow back.
Yeah. There's so many exercises that you can do to help these little problems, and it seems like I'm going to have to do them.
Hey, well, we've got two cliffhangers now, because before we find out if you've done any more yoga, let's find out how you're doing with the bottle.
The bottle. I did drink Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Not too heavily on Saturday, but fairly heavily Friday and Sunday.
God, it's Craig David in it again.
Yeah. And I feel fine now about not drinking this week. I feel fairly comfy with that weekend thing, but still feels a little bit stupid. I still prefer those heady days of January where I wasn't drinking at all.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, similar. I think in life, it's nice to find occasional times when one is abstemious for months at a time, when you kind of let yourself forget how it even feels to have a drink.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's the right thing to do in lockdown.
Yeah.
I really don't know if that's the case. So as I say, I went into February trying to go to one night a week.
Right.
And it just wasn't happening. I did. But I still, you know, trying to have at least some relationship with non-drinking days.
Yeah.
And then last week when I wasn't doing any exercise or anything, yeah, still it wasn't mad, but there were no rules. There was days when I didn't drink, and I never drank loads, but I didn't have any days on or days off. It was just,
you know, just living, yeah,
ticking over. But with the reset, definitely stopped at the end of the weekend.
Yeah.
So in other words, yeah, I'm a day and a half in.
Yeah.
Nearly. Yeah. But, you know, it feels good. And I think that what I said to you last week of trying to go, just do the majority, to not drink the majority of the time.
And it's, add
that
it's healthy,
to sensible,
yeah,
drinking and,
yeah,
and fasting and stopping on the days. That's moderation, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just always feel like when we talk about it, it sounds so much worse.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't sound like any kind of relationship
mutual
moderation at all.
Enabling, but, yeah, yeah. My incredibly svelte, thin neighbour across the road, Jan, has turned me onto this app called NutriCheck. And he wanted to lose a certain amount of weight. And so he's like put in his own weight, the weight he wanted to reach. He's a guy who sort of does loads of planking and press-ups and walks for 10 miles a day. He doesn't run.
Yeah.
Very, very, just completely slim. And he was saying that's really good. See, when you eat, you keen your calories, you keen your calorie for the exercise you do, and it all balances it out and sets you balance.
Oh, God, that's so depressing.
No, but he was... Some people like that.
I know they do.
Some people love the to keep a balance, you know, to keep count and stuff. I don't, but realistically, if I do want to lose this unfortunate addition to my waistline, I might have to consider actually tracking how much I eat.
Yeah, I think it's difficult. I think that obviously horses for courses, whatever works for you, absolutely. And also fundamentally, it wouldn't work for me. You know, anything with counting.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know.
But you count your 30 miles a week, 30. You do different.
Yeah,
counting.
I do. But they're kind of. I know this. If you're not me, then it wouldn't make any sense. But that is so that I don't have to. Do you know what I mean? I let those things look after themselves.
Right.
So that when I'm out running, I'm not looking at the watch.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm eating, I'm not counting how many cakes I'm having. You know. So the rules are basically fences so that I can run around in the garden.
Right, fair enough.
And the idea, like, I used to be really into swimming, in swimming, just so much counting.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And, but also I think in the wider scheme of things, I don't think it's healthy, and I do think it's quite modern, Western.
Yeah.
To think I'll eat and then I'll burn it off by doing exercise.
Yeah.
You know, it negates both activities, and two, it negates the human in between. You know what I mean? You should run for the joy and pleasure of our bodies and our own company, and we should eat for not just for fuel, but also the pleasure of the food and the joy of the people we're with and we're eating.
Yeah.
You go, I've got to eat this many calories and I've got to run and burn off the calories. Oh, God, he might as well go to prison.
It's just balance. It's just balance, yeah. It's just... It's that sort of... I've reached the acceptance that weight isn't just going to fall off because I want it to, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And it's one of these things, just when you get used to an idea about yourself, it changes, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Well, that was a... That was a lovely run.
It was really nice.
That was really, really nice.
Hey, but have you done any more yoga?
No. I've done a lot more stretching, but I haven't done any more yoga.
You should just get on YouTube and look for a really short Yoga with Adrienne. Make it a beginner's one.
It's about, I'll tell you what it's about. It's about the first 15, 20 minutes of your day, isn't it? For me. That's the time to do it.
Well, that's right. Oh, completely.
And
remote schooling has really helped me and my wife because that's when we do it and we're really strict.
Right.
And of course, I can't run then because of my guts.
Yeah.
So I'm totally reconciled to not running till basically...
About 10-ish.
About 10.
Yeah.
So now the yoga just fits in before then.
Yeah, that's
good. And I'm good at getting up in the morning. I'm up first thing. It's not... I'm not lying in bed. I'm getting up in the morning, sorting out. This morning I got up early to take a pass and then go to the shops before the kids got up.
Right.
And then when they went to school in their rooms.
Yeah.
Me and my wife did yoga. And, you know, it's not 30 days of yoga anymore. We just found one.
Nice.
But also, I didn't want to go on about it, but Adrienne is fantastic. She's such a good teacher.
Yeah.
And honestly, today, I really needed that. I was really low.
Yeah.
And it worked. And me and my wife were talking about it afterwards. I don't have that relationship with running anymore. And it's okay. I know how healthy running is for me.
Yeah.
But running is so much part of my life.
Yes.
That I can't kind of go, oh, that run changed my day.
That's much
more elusive feeling these
it's
days.
It's kind of a base. It's sort of like a base fact of your life. Sort
exactly.
Of
and it's
still like
bringing
I still clean my teeth sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like nice, healthy food, you know. Like,
yeah.
I can remember when I started regularly eating kind of spinach and avocados. And I was like, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
Whereas now...
It's just
like that. Yeah. And so yoga has that. It's very similar to running in terms of what it brings, but it's something completely different. So it's new and fresh. But the reason I say that in terms of Adrienne herself is because of that sense of we can just pluck a YouTube video from several years ago.
Right.
And then as a teacher, and obviously she's pre-recorded, she's online, she's in America.
Mm.
She was there for us. You know, it was exactly the session I wanted.
Yeah.
It's serious and it needs to be serious, spiritual and it needs to be spiritual without being in any way spiritual.
Yeah.
And it's the space to push yourself or not push yourself is absolutely massive. She's brilliant. I wanted to get in touch to say thanks. It was brilliant. And then I remember she's in Texas and they were sort of worried about
Yeah,
the blooming
heating,
cold
just,
snap.
Just basically
paying for the heating and stuff.
Yeah, hello, I'm in North London. I had a lovely time doing your yoga.
Now that you've got no power, do you fancy Zoom? But I mean, the yoga's great for you because it's recontextualising your life a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just broadening your life out a little bit. It's good to keep you.
Those people we talked to just before we started, I was just saying how you need to keep those rhythms even if you're faking it.
Yes.
This is one of the reasons why I think drinking's okay. It's because having a drink on a Friday night...
It punctuates a rhythm.
It punctuates your life.
Yeah.
And the same as, like, you know, the kids... When my son finished for half term, we said, the school's been in touch. They want you to do some remote schooling next week. And he was like, no! And he was right. It's a holiday. And like, the other mums and dads are going, well, what else are they going to do? It's like, it doesn't matter. It's the principle of the thing.
It's half term. It's We're half putting term. Our pants on our heads. Come
16
on.
Tomorrow, my son.
Is he?
Yeah, bless and the funny him. Thing is that
bless
he doesn't...
Him. Good luck to him, amazing.
He's not kind of wild to... He just wants... He talking of like fearing change, he's very happy being who he is and where he is, and that's great for all of us. No, I did beat him at chess the other day.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was
he
definitely
He needs to get used
blip.
To it. As he gets older, you're going to get a bit tougher on him.
No, that's not going to be the case. Yeah. It's Town incredible. Him. I mean,
Come
I've
on,
had to learn...
Toughen up.
I've known the rules to chess for 40 years, and I've had to get good at it for the first time. I mean, this is a time for new learnings, Paul.
It is, yeah.
It's how was Rudy's... Because I didn't really get
the promise of the future.
Last week, all your children are grown-ups now.
Yes, yeah, Rudy's now 18. He can vote and drive.
Oh, my God.
He can drive to the voting booth, vote, and then drive back. And he's great. He's looking really good. He's got a girlfriend he's really into, and he's... I mean, the sad thing about the great awfulness is, like, at the Brit School, he's missed about 8-9 months of teaching at the Brit School. So he's missed, like, trips to New York.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
He's missed, like, dancing at the Brit at the ceremony at the Brits that they all do. He's missed all this, do you know what I mean? All this seminal stuff that why you go to the Brit School in the first place. And he wants...
And it's there at that age where... You know, it's easy. We sort of say, oh, it won't be the same. But basically, we can go back to things. They're missing milestones that there's no equivalent for.
Yeah. He's just going to have to let all that go. He wants to study urban dance in Stratford. He wants to live there. Life's ongoing. I mean, this time next year, we might have no kids in the house.
In the birthplace of the Bard of Avon. Different Stratford.
Yeah, different Stratford.
Ah, yeah.
And so, yeah, we might have an empty house this time next
year. I was trying to make a joke there, but I did, first of all, think he was the move to Warwickshire.
all that way to spin on his head. Just labour the sheet down,
Stratford's
mate.
Off.
Do it here, mate.
I did a gig there once. I mean, don't get me wrong, if you're in Stratford, lovely. And I've had experience with Shakespeare. I saw Kenneth Branagh's Hamlet up there. It's wonderful. But on the rough side of things, I did a gig there once. Oh, the heckling. And the guy tried to pick a fight with me in the street as well.
That's real proper small town stuff, that, isn't it?
Yeah,
proper.
But luckily it wasn't what he meant, so that's absolutely fine.
But the
hello, dog.
Hello, mate. We're watching these runners go by. It'd be interesting when races come back to see whether more people will be there, less, you know.
And short term, more that sense of how soon will it be before there. Will there be distance?
Yeah.
Will the rules be? It's like sport, isn't it? That was in the thing yesterday. Like, there'll be less people, but then maybe one day it'll all be it was. We'll just have to see. We will be in this moment and enjoy it, and we'll carry on being on this journey we're on.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.